you're saying?
I'm lucky in a sense because the house is being foreclosed on.
Yeah.
Like, our landlord is, like, basically the worst landlord you could possibly imagine. He's a slumlord. He wanted us to, like, be in the house so he could sit on the property so eventually, like, the value would rise and he could tear it down and, like, make apartment buildings, which in his case would be, like, really crappy apartment buildings. But we, like, came into this house wanting to make it, like, a really open, creative space. And once I, like, moved here to, like, be a part of, like, a stronger community, I realized, like, a way that I could, like, give back to my community is through teaching. And so it's possible now with, like, how much this, like, the water has, like, taken away, like, my home. It made me realize, like, how hard I want to work for it. And, like, having, like, all these individuals and, like, Yana here to kind of, like, offer these resources that wouldn't have been open to me otherwise, I, like, potentially could make this place into what we always wanted it to be, you know? We do just have to, like, work a little extra hard.
Do you feel like that wasn't necessarily possible before the storm?
I don't think I was really, like, faced with, like, a black and white, you know? Because, like, now I can either walk away or I can stay and work for it. And before, I could just, like, be here and it could happen slowly. But now it's, like, if with everything, like, you're, like, racing mold and racing foreclosure. Like, now it's, like, I know exactly what is needed of me to make this thing possible. And it has, I mean, I am educating myself now on, like, real estate, and it makes me feel powerful, like, learning these things. And also with all of the opportunities that are being kind of, like, shown to me in terms of, like, artist grants, or, wow, you're in a disaster zone, you want to help rebuild, or you not only want to help rebuild, but you want to, like, help make it, like, a, like, better, brighter place. Like, people want to support you. When before no one was paying attention, now everyone's paying attention.
So you're thinking of leaving, right, for a while. Do you think that there's going to be a stronger community here? And has this, like, set your resolve of coming back and actually taking advantage of, like, this renewed sense of community that you're talking about?
Well, it's been interesting to think about, like, the process of rebuilding that has occurred since the storm. Like, everyone wakes up the next morning and looks around and everything looks muddy. And then you clean up the mud and it looks okay, but then you realize you have to tear down your walls. And then when you tear down your walls, then you see how many pipes are leaking. And so, like, everything has been revealing itself. It's like being on, like, a intricate obstacle course of, like, emotion. Like, do you want to keep going? Because you have to do this too. Which, you know, like, the answer is yes. But as far as, like, community building goes, I don't see that yet. But that doesn't mean that it's not a couple of steps down the road. Because the community that I know is not here. Like, my neighbors, they're not here. They live in apartments on to my right, and they're all gone. You know, somewhere that has hot water and power. The neighbors to my left, they're fighters, you know. They're here. They're, like, living in the cold. They have their two bulldogs, you know. They look like they've been through a war. But, you know, that's, like, the community that I know. That's how, like, who I know to help. And the people that have, like, flowed into assist everyone in the, like, regrowth. I don't think that they're permanent. They're trying to set up, like, a permanent way for a community to grow, like, through Yana, which has been, like, so inspiring. I'm, like, so, so proud of my friends and, like, strangers who have become my friends. But that community thing happens after everyone's comfortable. And that's going to be a really long time. A really long time.
Yeah, it's the displacement is the big issue. I mean, how can you build a community when the community is no longer here?
Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly. And that's, like, when I went down to New Orleans recently, that was, like, the strangest thing is, like, we would drive around, and I just saw, like, white kids walking all over. And I was like, New Orleans has such, like, a strong, like, black culture that has been displaced and doesn't have, like, the money to return. I didn't see a lot of children. It was just, like, because families had to leave, you know? So it just turned into kind of this, like Portland-esque feel. And that's, like, a very removed, like, observation. And I don't want that to happen here, you know? Like, I want people to be able to come back to their homes and, like, live cheaply, because that was, like, one of the appeals of this place. It's, like, you don't have to make a lot of money, you know, to, like, be a part of this neighborhood. So I hope that community can return, which wasn't possible in Katrina.
So what would you hope to see, like, in a year from now? And consequently, what perhaps would you be disturbed or would you not like to see in the long haul?
And that's like that's a hard question to answer because, you know, progress is the way of our nation, and like moving forward and making money is considered successful. And I know that all of the nursing homes down the way have been condemned, and like that's an opportunity for people to come in and build hotels, which would bring money to the community, and maybe the community does need money, but like that doesn't change the fact that like there were homes out here where people who had mental problems were living, and that doesn't necessarily make for like a safe neighborhood, but like where do they go? Are we just like pushing around people just so that like the wealthy can come and like enjoy themselves at the beach? Like the thing I liked about this community is everyone's really weird. Like that was like a huge attraction, you know? I was like walking down the street and all the old men are like Charles Bukowski and like making inappropriate comments, which are people, that's people. But I'd like to see the Rockaways keep its identity. Absolutely. There's such a police and fire and Irish and like I don't know. Like, there's a history here that, like, shouldn't be lost just because people want to... I want to see everyone to be able to come back to their homes. I want everyone to have, like, a better understanding of, like, the environment and the consequences of their actions. I want to do that by teaching children about this however I can. If I don't have this house, fine. I'll find a way. But I think that one thing that Sandy did do for everyone is, like, bring everyone out into the streets to talk about their experiences. And I do know so many more people because of it. And a lot of them are my neighbors. And I probably wouldn't have, like come across their threshold without that opportunity. You know, now I'm sitting on my neighbor's porch eating a bagel, drinking a mimosa after, like, tearing out my walls. You know, just like she basically, like, Colleen's my family at this point, you know. I want to be there for her. She locks up my doors at night. Like, this has brought a lot of humans out of their shells.
Oh, thanks a lot, Heather. Yeah. That was amazing.